It's been a long time coming.
All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Well, yesterday, you know, lawmakers in the state assembly passed quite a few bills, but one of them, I think, really sticks out. Well, many of them. They're all horrible. But this one really calls to question just who they representing. The bill that I'm talking about limits legal liability for firearm and ammunition manufacturers. The new protections that could prevent such companies from being sued over their products' role in mass shooting. And this just comes 2 weeks, about a week after the families of child victims of the 2012 shootings at the settlement, law settlement, against the manufacturers of the guns used by the shooter that killed nearly two dozen children and six teachers in Sandy Hook. But there's been so many more of them that you just lose count. You know, it's just been rapid fire where people have had access to these, you know, high magazine count ammunition and automatic weapons that serve no purpose in a society other than to kill people and to somehow free up the manufacturers of those weapons of mass destruction and say they have no liability shows that this what side of the coin the lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin are on. You know, to pass the bill 61-35, only one Democrat voted in favor. The others were all Republicans who voted yay. I wish I could have a dialogue and conversation with them over the air and just challenge them the lack of morality that you have to have to know that you are siding more with manufacturers of weapons than you are of the families of the citizens and the pain that they have to live with as their lives have been forever changed is just beyond my comprehension that people can be so cold. Now, unless it's your family member, and then they will see this thing through a different light. Now, people can say, well, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, you know, it's not that simplistic. And if it was that simplistic, we wouldn't have anywhere near as many of these massacres that we have had and will continue to have. Phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You know, lawsuits are one way to restrict our Second Amendment rights. The author of the bill, Representative Gay Magnifici, a Republican of Dressler. I don't know where Dressler is, but I'm sure, you know, Dressler, it's got to be somewhere far up north with a handful of people, told reporters before the floor vote, when a crime is committed, we should blame the criminal and not the gun. Well, the easy accessibility to guns that are available at every turn, not just in the city of Milwaukee where the death rate is greater. Let me say this. You know, this war that is taking place, and man, I don't even believe that I'm getting my mind to the point where I can believe that there's a war. I mean, there have been small skirmishes that go on daily all over the world, and the United States of America is involved in many skirmishes around the world. Those nations may, smaller nations may say it's war, and probably if I lived in those nations, I would say war too. But the fact that the United States and Russia, and maybe even China could be dragged into this major war, and many people will die. Well, if you count the amount of people who die and are murdered in areas, in urban areas across the nation, there are more, it's safer in a theater of war than it is in urban areas across this nation. And more people die on sometimes a yearly basis than die in a theater of war like in Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan in, you know, 10-year period of war because of the easy accessibilities of weapons. And so you may argue, well, it's the second, my Second Amendment right to own weapons. Nobody's ever challenged that. The people are challenging the fact that these, you know, automatic weapons and extended magazines that are there solely to kill people should be challenged. And manufacturers who are waxing rich and wealthy off of producing those things certainly should be challenged and charged because, you know, at some point in time, it can't always be about money. It, you know, when, but I guess if money is your God, then so be it. But that's not the case for all of us. And we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open again at 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother.